So in the studio today, this is really exciting. I've got Martha Cook, actress and director, Josh Cleary. We've got this new play, Heart of Winter. Actually, it's not a play. It's a show, isn't it? Would you say that, you two?
Yeah, it's a musical.
It's a musical. Thank you very much. So welcome, Martha and Josh. Lovely to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Oh, it's good. So let's talk about the show, because we just mentioned this is a fairly new play, isn't it? Or show, as you say, so, or musical.
Yeah.
And Josh, you want to tell us a little bit about it, first of all? Give us some context.
So the show premiered back in November at this Page to Stage. It's kind of showcase festival that happens in London. And our producer first saw it there and was desperate to put it on. And so this means we're really the second production of it ever, which is really exciting for us. And she wanted to stay to the show, and then I got in touch with her asking to direct it. And then we cast Martha, must be 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, just the show's been coming together since then. We've got a great musical director, Steve Gage, who we've both worked with before. And it's just a really, really fun show about a woman who has gone through a breakup and is basically just trying to put her life, you know, kind of back to normal after that happens.
It's quite a Bridget Jones moment, do you think? It's quite a realist play, that show. Yeah. That's what I find really, really interesting about it. Martha, you've obviously been rehearsing. It's fairly near, isn't it? We've got how many, is it 3 weeks before?
Two.
Oh my goodness, it's 2 weeks. Okay. Panic. No.
No, not at all. Very prepared.
Absolutely. Quite right. So, Martha, tell us, what have you done? What have you thought so far? Has it been, what have you done before coming to this musical?
I've done quite a few other musicals in Cambridge.
You sound like you've got a good voice, actually. You've got that husky voice.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Might be being out last night, but it's fine.
Okay. All right, well, we won't tell anybody. But it does sound like... Yeah, go on. So what's been your projects before?
So most recently I was involved in Love Story, which is a few weeks ago at Corpus Playroom, but Josh and I have worked together before on musicals, on How to Succeed, which was lovely to do. But this is obviously extremely different, being the only person having to work with the director, which has been a real change of pace in rehearsals. I mean, they're mostly just in Josh's room talking about the character and her motivations now, which is a very different experience, but I've really enjoyed it.
Actually, you do say it's a one-woman show and pianist, is that
and
right?
Pianist. Yeah, that's the only people on stage.
And so the pianist is on stage as well?
Yeah.
Lovely. Wonderful. So let's have a little bit about... So let's have the story. Are we allowed to have a little insight to the story?
Yeah, of course. So we start off and the character, Martha's character, Kate, comes on stage and essentially announces to the audience that she's realised that her boyfriend had this affair and therefore she's booted him out. And then over the course of the song, so it's kind of continuous singing, no dialogue happens between it. We see her work life. She works in this school and she sings a bit about kind of having to deal with all of these kids. She sings a bit about her relationship with her mother, eventually the possibility of coming into a new relationship. And then all through this, this sense of rebuilding herself and the fact that she is in many ways still kind of broken by the breakup of this relationship. She questions at one point, you know, she's lying awake and she's questioning whether it was her that has driven him, you know, to look for someone else, all of this. And there's a lot of self-doubt in her that she kind of has to overcome by the end of it, and so that we question by the end of it whether what the right option for her is it going straight into another relationship, does she need a bit of time to herself, and it's full of just very funny moments, lots of kind of irreverent humour. The lyrics are all very kind of conversational and very naturalistic, which really gives it a very unique edge.
And Martha, do you find then that the songs are easy to get into? Do you find that you're practicing a lot, or do you find that because it's a 12 song cycle, so it's continual, isn't it? Is that something that you've done before, or?
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
nothing
so
to
good
this
challenge.
Extent.
Yeah.
It's been extremely interesting, and especially the conversational aspect, it's a lot of fun to do, because one thing that's in the music and also in the plot, there's nothing really contrived about it. It's just very tangible, very real and very unaffected, which is lovely to do. The lyrics definitely are just a lot of fun, and because you sort of have a conversation with the audience, it's great to get into.
Oh, so it's quite interactive with the audience, as you were saying. Because words come out to me as it's laugh out loud, it's compelling, it's addictive, it's complex.
Yeah.
It's going to get everyone's emotions going, isn't it?
Totally. And also, it's also totally relatable. You know, anyone that's been in a relationship and been in a relationship that's ended has had the emotions that come out of it. But also, there's kind of other weird moments that you would relate to. In the first full song, there's a moment where she talks about going to Sainsbury's, and she's doing a shop while the thoughts go through her mind. So, like, their lyrics go, "Bread, did I ask too much of him?" And it's, you know, she's stuck in this very real moment that so many people can relate to, while also having this kind of internal conversation,
Talking about songs, should we play "Mum Makes It Better"? This is one of the songs from the show. Here it is.
This whole month has been endless, so I thought I'd pop down to see Mum last weekend. Well, I needed some headspace and a girl's trip in London, where there's only Mum and me and her flexible friend. Caught the train into Euston, had arrived by 11, took the tube out to Westfield, got some cash out, and then bought Mum a plant and had a really good rant about men. Of patterned with a belt and in my size, like out some fashion magazine. Mum insisted she buy it, so off we queued and began to feel our feet. We stopped off for a smoothie, my treat. And I told her how I don't want a boyfriend, though I'd quite like a boyfriend. Not that I need a boyfriend, you know what I mean. Someone loyal and caring who will tell me I'm gorgeous, even if without my slap on I look rough as the queen. Then she asked about Adam, any chance we'd stay friendly. I went over what happened, said this really was it. A new one on me, she said she'd never thought he was that fit. Chatting through it really helped me realise things weren't all that grim. I was sure to come across for nicer guys I'd love just as much as him. Chin up, you'll be fine, love, it's par for the course. Put it down to experience, eh? Amazing how she knew just what to say. Then she mentioned how I looked far too skinny, how she hoped I was eating, and I thought, oh my God, someone save me, she's off. Was I okay for money when I last see a dentist? She kept offering me strepsils if it's so much as cough. Did I find work was stressful? Was I staying in teaching? I just nodded and prayed that soon the questions would end. Don't ask me how, but mothers just have this knack, pushing your buttons till you're ready to crack. Winds me right up, but I can't wait to go back next weekend.
Mum Makes It Better, and that was by Corinne Preece, and it's for The Heart of Winter. Now we've got Martha Cook, actress, who is going to be playing what's her title? What's she called again? She's Kate, isn't she?
Kate.
Yes,
Kate.
That's right. So you are playing Kate, and Josh Cleary here, director of Heart of Winter. Now, Martha, tell us, what's been your defining moment so far in the play, in the rehearsing? Have you learnt quite a bit from it?
I think the great thing about playing this character is she's definitely the most real and tangible character I've ever played, and there's a responsibility with that. Because I think the tendency with musicals is there are a lot of characters that are tropes and you can play up to those standards, but Kate entirely relies on the audience sympathising with her and the audience getting to know her and like her, which is lovely to experience that interaction with the audience and to try and work on your likability in a sense, but also...
And actually, just thinking, the ADC Theatre is quite an intimate theatre, isn't it? So you really will get a good atmosphere the whole time, won't you, from it?
But yeah, on at Corpus Playroom, yeah. It's going to be, because it's such a small space, you're really in the audience's
Absolutely.
Face.
Absolutely, that's what we like. Now, Josh, has Martha been behaving herself?
She has, actually. the rehearsal process for this is very kind of different and unique to most of the stuff that both of us do, because the cast is... Basically, as small as it can get. And
all eyes on Martha then.
Well, exactly. So the last time that Steve, our musical director, and I worked together, it was a cast of 20. And every rehearsal, you know, there's a lot of... You've got so much to think about, so much choreography and so much, you know, in a big musical like that, that you never really get the time to just kind of sit back. Whereas this, you know, we'll spend a bit of time on a song and then one of us will start talking about something and it gets off on a bit of a tangent, and that's fine because eventually we'll get back to it. And there's so much, you know, we've got a lot of time, and it's quite nice just... especially now that kind of term's ended, to relax a bit, to have a bit of time where we just kind of talk about the character, talk about random things, and often spend a lot of time on YouTube, and then eventually come back to the song and go, okay, let's just kind of implement some of the stuff we've talked about and just have a good time. And it's been really fun.
And just to finish, we want to talk about Tim Connor and Leah Buddle, because he is the composer and lyricist, and also he worked with his partner in crime, obviously, commercial, Leah Buddle. Now, they are a West End theatre composer, aren't they? So this is pretty special to be able to play this and put this on. This is a fantastic show. Did you find out a lot about Tim Connor before putting on this show, or did you find...
So I'd not heard of him before, but he sent over some notes with the score of the show to our producer, which is something that I've never got the chance to kind of see before. I've done a bit of new writing with new writers in Cambridge, but being able to get a professional... send over a script and also send over some things we might want to think about, stuff like that, has been really fun. He's actually going to be coming to the show on the Saturday night, and he's giving a Q&A after the show, which should be really, really exciting. So for anyone that's interested in how West End theatre works, West End musicals, could be a really, really exciting thing to see.
That's a good point. I was going to raise that. That is quite a nice thing to have as well for you and for the audience.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, what a very nice thing to be doing. Thank you very much, both of you. It's been lovely having you here. I wish you all the very best. I'm going to try and come along and get some tickets, because I love musicals and I love Wicked and the Hamilton show that's coming up in September as well. It's really part of our family is to go to musicals. And so I really, really admire you. And I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to have some...